Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel reading, we have, in counterpoint, in contradiction of one another, truth and the lie. The lie is the opposite of truth. That is a given. It does not take a brilliant mind to understand that. This truth is personified in our Lord Jesus Christ, and the lie is personified in the devil, who is a liar and murderer from the beginning, Jesus says, and then demonstrated in the attitude of the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who contended against Jesus as his passion drew near. Jesus said something that appalled his enemies. He said, to Jews, mind you, to these Jewish religious leaders, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I didn't come of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word, and you cannot bear to hear my word because you are of your father, the devil. And your will is to do your father's desires. Now, if Jesus wanted to get their dander up, he certainly accomplished that here. Because, again, these were people who believed that they were faithful to the God of Israel. They believed in Judaism, which actually was a corruption of the Hebrew faith. They believed that by perfectly keeping all of God's commandments, by perfectly keeping the Sabbath, just for one day, if all Jews around the world would do that, then the Messiah would come. And as we know, Jesus, in their eyes, broke the Sabbath by healing on the Sabbath. And in other ways, they were against Jesus. They knew he could not be the Messiah, or so they thought. So again, they contended against him. They contended against he who is the truth. They contended against he who is the true God. They contended against the one who prefaced many of his sayings with, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Jesus did not lie. Jesus does not lie. When Jesus speaks in his gospel, when you hear the words of his gospel, you can know that it is true. When Jesus says he came to give his life as a ransom for many, you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are included in those many for whom he died. When John the Baptist refers to him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world, again, you can know that you are included in that. But if you doubt, where does that doubt come from? Well, we all have a fallen sinful nature, and our fallen sinful nature can cause these doubts. So we put down our fallen sinful nature and nourish the new man in Christ by gladly hearing and learning the Word of God, by gladly hearing, coming, and participating in the divine service, by gladly coming to receive the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. And as for the devil, how to put him down? We wear the full armor of God. We had that armor put on in holy baptism. And the best way to put the devil down when he tempts you, when he lies to you, is to quote scripture back at him. Tell him he's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Tell him he means no good to you, but rather would like to see your eternal destruction. Those who cannot bear to hear the word of Christ are of the devil. Now, please don't mistake me here, because we were all of the devil until God graciously acted by sending his Son into the world and by exposing us as the Holy Spirit worked through the preaching of the gospel, as the Holy Spirit worked through the miracle of our baptism. Yeah, we were of the devil. We were alienated from God. We were objects of his condemnation. But God sent his Son, and his Son has come to you by means of the gospel. So, the devil contends against that. The devil hates the gospel. The devil hates Christ. The devil, who rebelled in the beginning against the triune God, hates everything God has created, particularly those who were created to bear the image of God, men and women and children. Jesus says he was a murderer from the beginning, and with his lies, he murdered Adam and Eve. Go ahead and eat of the fruit of the tree. It looks good. Go ahead and eat of it. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. God's jealous. He doesn't want you to eat of the fruit of the tree, so go ahead. You'll find that your eyes are opened. And they ate. And thus we have the world around us, with its wars, with its domestic problems, with political solutions that actually make things worse. We live in a world that has been subjected to vanity, to futility, the scripture says. And it's because the devil is a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and Adam and Eve listened to his lies. When the devil lies, Jesus says, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. There is no truth in him. He has nothing to do with the truth. The devil lies in all kinds of ways, but the chief object of attack, of satanic attack, the one thing the devil wants to destroy is the truth of God's word. The one thing the devil wants to destroy is that word, the articles of faith set forth in that word. And so the devil wants to gobble up your faith so that you would disbelieve, so that you would be lost eternally. Think of it this way. How many do we have in the divine service this morning? 45? Yeah, well, double that number. Let's say there's a demon here for each person. Let's say the devil is here like a bird trying to snatch the seed of the word away from us. That is what he would do. And so he tries to silence the preaching of the word by introducing false teachings. And we live in a so-called Christian world replete with false teaching. Be wise. Be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Know the Word of God. Know what it teaches. We just began a study of the Small Catechism in adult Bible class this morning. The Catechism is a way to help you understand the Scriptures, a way to help you recognize false, harmful, murderous doctrine when you're confronted by it. Jesus goes on in today's gospel reading to speak of the truth. Whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. To be of God is to be born again of water and the Spirit. To be of God is to gladly hear and learn God's word, to gladly hear and learn preaching and not despise it. To be of God is to cling to Jesus as the one who makes the triune God known to us, as the one who is the greatest exhibition of the love of the triune God, in that He, the second person of the Godhead, became man for us, suffered and died for us, was raised again for us. Things we will celebrate and participate in two Sundays from today. Jesus goes on to say that He does not seek His own glory. There is one who seeks it. Now we have to understand this by understanding that in Jesus Christ there are two natures. He is God, begotten of the Father from all eternity. That is His divine nature. He is true man, born of the Virgin Mary, born in time approximately 2,018-19 years ago. And Jesus is speaking of His human nature here. His divine nature shared the glory of the Father from all eternity, but His human nature would be glorified in His resurrection and ascension. Jesus says, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. And again, his enemies are aghast at this. Abraham, the father of our people, died. The prophets died. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus could have answered with a simple yes, I am greater. But he went on to say that I'm not glorifying myself as a human being. My glory is nothing. I don't boast of anything I do as a human being. Rather, it is my Father who glorifies me as the one true final sacrifice for all of your sins, to take them all away. You say He is our God, but you haven't known Him. I know Him. And then here we get to the point. The thing that drove the enemies of Jesus wild. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. What? You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And here it is. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, before Abraham existed, I am. I am. This is a name by which the Lord God revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush. This is the name of the Lord. Every time you see Lord capitalized in the Old Testament, all capital letters, that's Yahweh. That's I am. Because God eternally exists. There is no past, present, or future with God. And Jesus, being God in the flesh, can rightly speak of Himself as I am, or Lord. Jesus' enemies caught what He was saying. They picked up stones to throw at Him because He, in their eyes, was blaspheming. But He hid Himself and went out of the temple. Because yes, Jesus would die, but it would be on a cross. It would be in God's time, not the time of His enemies. It would be at the Passover, when the Passover lambs were sacrificed, and when this final, ultimate Passover lamb would be sacrificed. Sacrificed for you. Now, we can take this reading from the Gospel of John and cling to it as a truth. The Holy Spirit enables us to cling to it as a truth. Or we can be like many modern skeptics and say, it's not true, it's superstition. Yeah, there's another explanation for this. John was just saying that Jesus was a special sort of human being who had a special relationship of closeness with God. Well, St. John writes in his first epistle, "Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son from faith has the Father also." Then John goes on to say, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ as God has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And finally, whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony, the witness that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son of God has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Or as Jesus put it, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. For Jesus is the life giver. He is the one who speaks the words of eternal life. He is the one through whom we live eternally, because he died for us, for our sins. He has reconciled us to God. He was raised again, and we will be raised too. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for the truth of God's word, the truth of the gospel that stands against every murderous lie of the enemy of our souls, the devil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord.